Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
If you've missed anything during the day in the world of sports, we got you covered here right out of the gates on the nosebleed seats. And first and foremost, we are the home of Texas Rangers baseball. And the Major League Baseball draft rounds 2 through 5 concluding tonight. The second and third rounds already wrapping up here. And the Rangers have made two more picks today. Justin Foscue was their first round selection. The second baseman out of Mississippi State. We broke that last night. Had Jared Sandler hop on with us immediately after the pick, Jared, Eric. And he said, look, haven't seen the guy play, but he seemed excited-ish, as much as excited as Jared gets. And we'll talk with him at 8:40.
Yeah. He wasn't poo-pooing it by any means, but he wasn't totally sure about him at the time. He had never seen him play. But we come to find out the dude is a pretty solid bat. He was an All-American in 2019 at Mississippi State. Defense is going to be a little bit of a question, but I thought it was fun last night. I felt like, okay, this isn't a terrible pick, at least at the moment. Today, I found myself thinking a little bit differently when in the second round, drafting Evan Carter, the high schooler, the outfielder from Tennessee, and the dude is 6'4", 190, but supposedly this was like one of the weirdest picks of the draft, to that point at least, because Baseball America didn't have him as a top 500 draft prospect, which was a little bit weird considering that the Rangers took him at the 50th overall pick. He was committed to Duke. Now, the thing is, the good thing about him, he was committed to Duke, and he's not even 18 years old yet. So the dude is extremely young. Now, a lot of people felt like he should have gone to college. Yay. And maybe he would have benefited in that Duke system, but that's not the case. So this 6'4", 190-pounder, 17 years old, plays in the outfield. It'll be a long time before we see him, but is a little bit head-scratching, to say the least.
The third round, they go ahead and take Tekoa Roby, another high schooler out of Pine Forest High School in Florida. He is a pitcher, 6'1", 185. He throws right. He's a right-hander. And look, I mean, again, they go the high school well, and that's something we talked about. We kind of liked with the Foscue pick last night. They went with a collegiate bat that probably is a little closer to making it to the major leagues, is going the high school route. But Roby, who is 18 years old, he was a Troy commit. Apparently, he's got a good three-pitch mix that includes an 89 to 93 mile-per-hour fastball, which peaks at 94. He's also got a 76 to 78 mile-per-hour curve and an 80 to 81 mile-per-hour changeup. The spin rate on his fastball is in the 2300 to 2500 RPM range. He was ranked as the 155th best prospect in Baseball America's top 500. So, again, considered a little bit of a reach there by many for the Rangers. We'll let you know who they take in the fourth and fifth round. We'll have Jared on at 8:40 to break it all down. You also have some other positive news in the Major League Baseball front, Eric.
Yeah, it looks like Colin Cowherd, Fox Sports 1, say what you want about him. The dude's pretty plugged in, and I don't think he would put his neck out on the line in the way that he did today if he wasn't pretty dang confident in it. And supposedly on his show, he was quoted as saying, "I was told last night by a source that I trust inside baseball that they are close," in terms of the MLB and the Players Association being close on an actual deal and an agreement to finally resume play. And he goes on to predict, he says, I'm going to make a prediction that by 10:35 Pacific time. Now, that seems like a very specific time there. I don't know. I don't think he would just be throwing that out for no reason. He said, I'm going to make a prediction that by 10:35 Pacific time on Saturday, this is from a source up the ladder, that we will have a deal done and we will be on our way. So by Saturday, I guess, what specific time? At 10:35 Pacific, that tells me Central time, we're sitting at 8:35, right? If I have that correct?
You would
so
be correct.
So by 8:35 on Saturday, Colin Cowherd's telling you that baseball will be back.
Well, we know when Colin Cowherd, and you talked about this when we led up to the draft, he's good buddies with, is it the GM with the Chargers in L.A.? So he was pretty plugged into who they were interested in. He was right. I mean, the stuff that when he puts his name out there for things like that, I think it's probably because he's got a pretty good connection and is in the know in that situation. So I understand it. Not a lot of people all love Colin Cowherd, but that's optimistic news when it comes to Major League Baseball. Elsewhere in the headlines today in Fort Worth, it's the Colonial, the Charles Schwab Challenge. Currently, we've got a tie at the top of the leaderboard after round one with both Justin Rose and Harold Varner III at 7-under through round one. Harold Varner III catching up with reporters after his round where he shot a 63. He, of course, is African-American. He's been very outspoken as one of the members of the PGA Tour with George Floyd and the current social issues regarding race in our country. Harold Varner was asked, is he playing for more than himself?
Yeah, I for sure think that. But the platform I have is through golf, so I know playing well is a part of that. So you got to focus on the most important thing, and that's playing well. So just that's what I tried to do, you know, focus on that. I had a lot of fun, you know, I had a great pairing. But yeah, it just goes to show how, you know, life is precious. So you just take every day for what it is.
He's playing very, very well. As I mentioned, 7-under, shooting a 63 in round one. If you're wondering, well, where's our guy Jordan Spieth? He's currently in a tie for 7th with a bunch of players right now as he shot 5-under. Shooting a 65 through round one. He is in a 7-way tie for that 7th spot with Bryson DeChambeau, Justin Thomas, among others. So there you have it, a little update on the Colonial, the Charles Schwab Challenge. And Eric, I think we might have some clarification from the bleeders on the little flub up you might have had with the whole time change scenario.
Gosh, I'm very stupid. I never claimed to be a time zone expert, and I failed dramatically here. So Cowherd says 10:35 Pacific time on Saturday. I thought that meant 8:35 here, but I guess that actually meant we're 2 hours ahead of them, not 2 hours behind them. So I'm a schmuck, and it will actually be, I guess, after midnight on Saturday, maybe technically Sunday morning on our end, that we may officially get the baseball return news. So that's according to Cowherd. Thank you to each and every person on the Autoflex Leasing Fantex. I got to be honest with you. No one ripped me. No one went super negative there and
well,
vulgar.
Hey.
They were just like, hey, just, you know, FYI
they
situation.
Know.
So
they know we're not the brightest
players.
Crayons in the box. We make mistakes all the time. So they're just here to help us out. That's why we have the smartest fans in America here, our Tolos, to turn it on, leave it on listeners, especially the leaders.
This is the show that at least one half of the show considered Mexico to be overseas at one point. So, and that actually happened, by the way.
Well, there is a nice
river. We're kind of
body of water. You know, I don't know. Yeah.
River, sea.
Yeah.
I guess that's you know, tomato, tomato.
Yeah, tomato, tomato. Hey,
what's
who
up,
are
fan
we?
Fans?
Okay, let's shift gears now. We've talked a little PGA. We've talked a little MLB. We're also the home, my friend, of Dallas Cowboys football, and we got some news today. The president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the great David Baker, the man with the big booming voice, he talked a little bit today on what exactly is going down with the Hall of Fame game, the enshrinement, and the Cowboys. Well, not only do you have Jimmy Johnson being inducted, they're also going to be playing against the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Hall of Fame game. So cut 15 here, 0. David Baker, what's going on with the game and the enshrinement ceremony?
Well, the plan is to move forward as if it's a full stadium. Right. And, okay. You know, understand that when this all came down, I think it was on March 11th, Wednesday night, when the NBA suspended their season, NASCAR canceled their season, and March Madness got canceled, spring training was suspended. Our right. tickets for the game were going on sale 36 hours later on Friday at 9 o'clock. So I was a little concerned about that, guys, because it seemed like the whole world was holding its breath. But frankly, the game sold out in 22 minutes. We've actually had very few people ask for any refunds. The enshrinement itself is almost sold out. So we've got the opportunity to kind of not be rushed into this and see what happens, because clearly today is different than it was 30 days ago, and 30 days from now, it may be a lot different. And frankly, we're about, you know, I think we're about 56 days away right now.
Right.
But, you know, the NFL tells us that they're planning on a full season and starting on time. We're planning on that, but frankly, obviously we have contingency plans if needed to call an audible and handle things, you know, differently. And that might be that the preseason is delayed some and we move it back.
Right.
It might be that we combine it to the centennial, which the 100th birthday of when the NFL was formed right here in Canton, Ohio, is on September 17th of 2020. And we even have a contingency that goes into postponing it all the way into next year.
Okay.
So, you know, our phrase is we'd have twice the fun in 21, because okay. that would not only be the centennial class, which is a heck of a class with 20 enshrinees for the centennial year. But next year's class is likely to have in it Peyton Manning, Charles Woodson, potentially Calvin Johnson. It's going to be a heck of a class. So that, you know, we're prepared to adapt in whatever way we need to. But right now we're prepared to go on August 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Gosh, there's a lot to take in there from David Baker. One, it's I can't imagine that it's already been 5 years since Peyton Manning, Calvin Johnson, and Charles Woodson have retired. That is so insane weird. To consider. But kudos to the Hall. I mean, they seem like they've got it figured out. They've got a contingency plan and a theme in place for literally every single scenario that they might end up being in.
What did he call it? Double the fun in 2021?
Double the fun in 2021. Yes, sir.
That's adorable. I can get behind that for sure. But yeah, the NFL powers through, man. That's what they do. And they have multiple contingency plans because they want to make dang sure they can get this Hall of Fame party off. And hopefully that includes the Cowboys versus the Steelers Hall of Fame game taking place there in Canton, Ohio. So nonetheless, Walchuk, Autoflex Leasing, Fantex, we did get one person that is unhappy with my time zone issues here. 972, you bleeping dumb bleeps. Can't even add 10 plus 2. Who let you guys on the radio? And listen, first of all, don't lump Walchuk into this. This is my fault. This is my problem. Secondly, okay, if it was just 10 plus 2, I would have nailed it. I know that's 12.
Are
but I had the formula wrong. I thought it was 10 minus 2.
And from the 817, I flew to Cancun last year, and there was a sea I flew over on the way there. Confirmed. Mexico is overseas.
Okay,
boom shakalaka. We got
problem
support,
solved.
Baby. Okay, elsewhere in the NFL headlines today, they are reportedly canceling in-person minicamps and extending the virtual offseason. So according to Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network, the NFL has notified teams the virtual offseason period for offseason work will be extended through June 26th, but there will be no in-person minicamps this month per sources. That is expected and now official. Clubs will have the option to extend their virtual offseason program for another 2 weeks or discontinue after this week, which a bunch of teams are doing. The NFL and NFLPA continue to work together on remaining protocols to create a safe reopening for training camp. So again, full steam ahead, but not trying to rush getting everybody back into the building.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I didn't think that we'd see people like camps going and meetings going with the players and such until training camp. My one thing, but didn't we find out yesterday or the day before that it's going to be a uniform start date for training camp?
Yes.
And it's all pretty much July 28th?
Yes.
And so I guess that means they're not going for the pre-training camp situation where people are going to be able to show up, like start training camp a few weeks early. I guess they like are not going to do that, because I thought that would have been something that would have been pretty cool.
I do too, and I know that, you know, what we read yesterday about the uniform start dates was something that they agreed upon in the CBA last year. So I don't know if maybe they could find a way with the NFL and the NFLPA to come together and agree this is a very different offseason, unlike anything we've ever seen before. Given the pandemic, you haven't been able to have your players with you in the building for OTAs or mini camps. Maybe they will allow them to come in a little bit earlier. But as of now, so far, it seems like that's the rules that are in place based on the collective bargaining agreement, that it would be a uniformed start date.
Okay, yeah, which is totally fine. I mean, no worries. But I do think for this year it would be smart if the safety and health regulations allow for it, getting going second week of July instead of the final few days of July. I don't know. That could make up for some of the lost time during the spring that all these teams didn't get to have. And maybe I'm just saying this because I feel like the Cowboys are a little bit behind the eight ball with a bunch of new coaches and a bunch of new players on the roster. Maybe that's what it is, Walchuk. Maybe it's my bias showing.
It's definitely your bias showing, but that's why I love you for it, and I think that's fantastic. One last bit of information here, headlines. We can't leave out the NHL and the Dallas Stars. The NHL and the NHL Players Association have the go-ahead today for teams to open training camp on July 10th in the next step toward completing the pandemic-delayed season. So last week we kind of broke down, you know, the phases that the Stars were kind of getting into. They're in phase two right now, where they're going to have players come in waves to kind of get back on the ice, start working out. But the league and union have already approved that 24-team playoff format, but they still need to decide on testing, health, and safety protocols, along with the potential host cities for the game. And Dallas still being considered one of those host cities, which would be pretty cool. And also with Governor Abbott saying 50% capacity, it'd be interesting if the NHL would allow fans then to come if they did indeed have Dallas as one of the home cities here for that 22-team format for the Western Conference games. I think that'd be a blast.
You know what I'm hearing, Walchuk? I'm hearing that this is a pretty dang awesome, a huge step forward. This is a massive Back to Sports Thursday. That's what today is.
Gosh, right, Gavin Dawson, channeling your inner general. I love it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.